So I want to thank everyone for kind of saving our day. The Greyhound tours can be kind of burly sometimes. And we're on day like 28. And what was supposed to be like 8 hours of busing turned into getting up at 5 a.m., getting to the Greyhound station, where the Greyhound bus, or actually the Americanos line, decided to leave a half hour early. So yeah, then when Josh, Mallory, and Rebecca picked us up, we had been on the bus for 14 hours, which usually will get you halfway across the country, or not halfway, but yeah, you guys, I feel a lot better now. The song is called California Bluebird. I wrote it after the 2008 midterm elections, but it feels pretty relevant. I do not herald thee as you come expectedly, like another winter rain. And you do not serve our needs, and you do so as you please, ignoring all our pleas. I can see where you eat, and those who do feed, all your fat blue red chattering bluebird, and I do not trust a word as you break another promise. And you are not for peace, bending at your knees to the corporate power. This is a two-party party.
Woo!
It's why we're in the streets to face the to any of us. Yeah, so a $275 ticket for doing what we shouldn't have been doing, which is picking up little shiny rocks and bringing them outside of the Grand Canyon National Park. But it was just one tiny pebble. Our friend Claire had a bunch. She had just came from Burning Man and probably was carrying some things she shouldn't have been carrying when we were stopped for hitchhiking inside the park. She had $800 in tickets or something.
That's 600.
600. But have you guys been there to Grand Canyon? Or?
Yeah.
We didn't go get all the way to the bottom. We only went we went on a hike that got us 3,000 feet down. But yeah.
There's a hike like you do 8 miles in and you can stay down there with like this village down there.
Yeah,
I tell the waterfalls it's beautiful.
Oh man.
Our bud Claire was there for 5 days, the bottom. Crazy.
For like three. It's crazy down there. It's like it's so cool.
Yeah, she said everyone was kind of wild down there. And that the rocks were cursed. Like, you don't bring one of the billion-year-old rocks out of the canyon unless you want some bad luck. This song is called Boy George. I wrote it in between getting arrested at the 2004 Republican National Convention along with 2,500 other Americans and being in the street with 600,000 Americans. And then touring back to D.C. on a Greyhound to throw snowballs at the presidential inauguration motorcade. I got really close to hitting the car that had the guy in it. And then I hit some dude in the back of the head, and I felt kind of... I think I'm only still playing this because I think it's important to remember that there was a very vibrant like anti-war movement in the 2000s. It's especially like offensive to one's sensibilities to see these Tea Party rallies of like say 200, 300 people getting front page news coverage, while you know I went to at least a dozen rallies that had over 10,000 people. That was put on page A12 or something, which is only to draw attention to you know the media consolidation that we can think. Bill Clinton for. But yeah. Yeah. Tea Party. Totally fabricated. Don't worry about it. We've been out on this tour in particular for 30 days. There's a lot of real Americans out there.
Not one of them is Tea Party. Tea Party is Robert Jones.
Privilege one must be guarded. A lesson you learn young. Thick arms and shields to surround it. And wealth enough to stun. This came the prison walls, the walls that tie you to this day, and that hope that you could break from it, free yourself and submit to higher things like love and hope, and see the world with a brighter scope. She remained. Sobering up from the first, and they were just like the two worst Greyhound trips we've had all tour. The first one, the driver forgot to like cap the gas, And so the entire bus smelled like diesel fuel for like the first like 3 hours of it. This song's about Caterpillar and its history going back 100 years. And about the death of Rachel Corrie, who was an accompaniment activist in Palestine. She was killed many, many years ago by a bulldozer that was made in Ohio and illegally sold to Israel for non-constructive purposes, to say the least. Thanks again. Thanks to Josh. Making this happen, and it's really great to see Mallory and Rebecca, and everyone at this house is so wonderfully awesome. Thanks for having us. So many beautiful cities that I've encountered over the last 10 years of touring that if they only had an ocean, I could move to and love and enjoy. But it's like, I need that water.
Minnesota in the air.
inside the template world that they grow. Frozen concentration below. It's starting stark, get perfect. Solidarity movement, and half about some of my weirder spiritual thoughts. What's that?
What was that last song?
The last song?
Yes.
Hibbing, Minnesota. It's Hibbing? Yeah, it's actually the town that Bob Dylan was born in. I'm not really a big Bob Dylan fan, but I did get whipped up into that hysteria a couple years ago when that Martin Scorsese film came out. But the song's kind of just about like bright lights. So there's references to Bob Dylan, Martin Luther King, and Kurt Cobain. Journey south, another day without checkpoints and discoveries, indignitated robberies. So here we are, my friends, through lifetimes again, faithful turn their heads, shameless raise their. Glowing things beneath and things bestowed upon. Heraclitus situas, the fragment star in all of us find. Alone above the first light, the loneliness we had to fight shattered. One at a time, eternally, all life forms flowing free. So lift the cup and take a sip, melt into the final drip. Checkpoints and discoveries.
All right, thank you. That seems pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Thanks again to the house for having us.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah, we both have CDs of our music. My CD is full band style with my friends Eli and Ashley produced the album I have right now. And sign our mailing list so you can stay in touch about Caitlin's documentary because it's turning out pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank
you.
I didn't dare.
Whatever Jack does,
I said yes.
Excuse me, buddy. Oh, serious.